So can you confirm that there is a plan to move ALC patients to St. Mary's?
Yes, we're very excited about the opportunity to partner with St. Mary's and create a alternate hospital site that will accommodate patients who are currently awaiting awaiting long-term care.
Okay, why are you moving them to St. Mary's?
It was part of the original plan that the hospital had put forward when we opened the additional capacity. We were looking at partnering with St. Mary's in an off-site hospital location. This gives the community greater capacity and allows those patients awaiting long-term care to really wait in a more appropriate setting. It also gives the hospital additional surge capacity in the event that we would need it.
Yeah, so this is all COVID-19 related.
It is COVID-19 related. However, it is an initiative that the hospital had been working on for some time. Even before the impacts of COVID, we had a high number of patients who were awaiting long-term care in our facility, and you know we're really looking at building that community capacity.
When will patients start to move over to St. Mary's?
We're in the final stages of planning. You know, we're hoping to move patients, starting possibly as early as next week, but we're really looking at ensuring that, you know, everything is ready and it's the most appropriate time. We're also really happy to see vaccine rollout across our region. So we're monitoring that timing closely to make sure that it can all go smoothly.
I guess the only other question I have is how many patients?
We are set up to be able to accommodate as many as 30 patients. So that is the current plan. But again, you know, we'll be looking at how we transition those patients. It may be that we have a smaller number that are accommodated in the offsite location in the early days, but we're looking to bring on that full capacity of 30 additional spaces.
Will staff be going with them?
The site is going to be staffed by hospital staff, so we will have staffing resources from the hospital that will be supporting the patients in the St. Mary's location.
Does this mean hiring new staff?
No, because we did proceed to open the beds in our hospital site. So it's really a transition of those beds from the hospital premise to the St. Mary's location.